frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você ainda vai querer que ele chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the weekend edition of The French Connection. Today's date is November 12th, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Nice to have you back with me for another installment of our French Connection information programming. We try to bring you the best stuff we can find, ladies and gentlemen. And today, we've begun here at The French Connection to look into who's been running the Democrat Party and why we believe we may be jumping from the fire and from the frying pan right directly into the fire. And the reason I'm saying that is because there are actually more active supporters of Israel in the Democrat Party than there are in the Republican. And there are actually more people from the Jewish community involved in the political process on the Democrat side than there are on the Republican. And we believe that there is going to be virtually no difference in the policy making of either of these parties, and it's evidenced by a lot of things, but we're going to ask you today to do some research for us or with us and help us to kind of divine who are these people behind this party. And we're going to start trying to explain to the American public that they're not better off than they were before this election, but rather we are in a false sense of security. There are probably many new agendas that are coming to the fore with this group, and it's going to get a whitewash just like it always has. And you know, people like Nancy Pelosi, who has been seen in front of every AIPAC sign in the country. This woman is like the spokesperson for AIPAC, a group that should be registered as a lobby tool for a foreign government. And of course, you know as well as I do that this group is as criminal as any that has ever foisted itself upon the American public. There are spies riddled through this organization. They've been caught on dozens of occasions, arrested, many of them brought to a trial and then mysteriously shipped back to Israel or had it quashed when it reached the courthouse. And there are two more going on right now because of what was going on in the Pentagon, and there was military information being sent back to Israel through these AIPAC operatives, through Douglas Feith and the rest of them. And so essentially what we'd like you to do now is we got to start pointing out to the people who are interested and are in the know that we are still in the grips of this criminal enterprise, and how it is that we might be able to start outing these people. I mean, they actually boasted that in the Jerusalem newspaper and a press that they actually increased the numbers of Jews in our Congress in this last election. I think there were four new additions in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, and two new ones in the Senate. So if you think the grip is being loosened, ladies and gentlemen, it is a stranglehold being tightened, and that's the fact of what we're, our point is here. And America is in certainly no better condition than it was prior to this election, except that this puppet, this imbecile puppet that they've gotten in the White House, is looking like a bad guy. And who's coming to the fore here to run a new campaign? John McCain. We've proven with our interviews with Lieutenant Commander Ennis that his father was involved in treason. We know that. We know that this man's wife had a big liquor distributing contract in the Southwest, and it was handed to her through the Brofman, the Canadian Brofman, Seagram's Brofman, the rabid Zionist family, Brofman, gave them $100 million valued contract in the Southwest to be an exclusive deliverer of alcohol in that region. And these are the kinds of gifts that go on behind the scenes that most people are not aware of. He is in the pocket. He's not in the back pocket of these crooks. He's in the front pocket, this guy. And you're going to find the same thing with this nitwit Giuliani, who, of course, helped orchestrate 911. He was fully in the know beforehand, knew exactly what was going to take place that day, and even gave himself away through some of the things he said about Building 7. So we know that these two people from the Republican side of the ledger are criminals bought and paid for by the Israelis and by the Zionist criminals. And we also know that the Democrat side of things is actually worse. We know that Hillary Rodham is Jewish. We know that that her family is from the Jewish community. They've tried to be crypto about all of their activities, but they're going to be put into power. We have a guy named John Dean up in New Hampshire. Another Jewish gentleman who's got a name change, we believe here. We've got another guy named Rahm Emanuel, whose name was Auerbach, but before he changed it to Emanuel. Funny, Emanuel is a Christian-sounding name, but he's Jewish as well. And we can go down the list and start figuring out that either side of this next election cycle is going to be criminalized even worse than the one we just went through. So, in order to bring some more light to this, I want to bring up my partner and my research assistant on most of the things we do here, Eric Hufschmidt, working with me, puts out some of the best information out there. And we've had the pleasure of working with Chris Bolin and many others on the French Connection to bring out this information to you. So I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. And you met Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. I keep saying that. John Dean. He's a criminal from the Nixon days, isn't he, John Dean?
Right, yeah. Some people are saying it's just his wife and kids that are not Jewish. But no one can figure these people out. They're a real mystery.
Yeah. Well, he's got a very important role in that Democrat Party, and it's pretty clear to me that he's working on the direction of Israel, not in the direction of the American public. That's pretty clear, Eric.
Well, yeah, that's true of all of the politicians. Anybody who gets funding, especially when it's from AIPAC, they should be considered guilty. I mean, why do you think AIPAC is giving them money? It's not to help America. Anybody who takes their money should be considered working for them.
Well, I consider them criminals. I consider them guilty of treason. And you can. I was talking to you earlier about that. The California Congresswoman Harmon, who's actually under investigation for criminal activity with AIPAC and the spy scandal, isn't she? Did you hear anything about this one?
Yeah, I can faintly remember that one too. There's so many. It's hard to even keep track of it. It's extremely widespread. If you look, in fact, at another Israeli newspaper article, they were saying that the lobby contacted every single congressperson that was elected right after the election. They're immediately contacting them, supposedly to just talk. But this is the difference between the American people and the Israelis. When the Israelis, they are on every politician immediately. The Americans, they just sit in front of their television set. This is the difference, and you can see it also in our leaders, the leaders of America and Russia,
yeah.
Europe, America, Canada, and Australia. We have entertainers and imbeciles like Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton, George Bush. And then we have, you know, the role models are like people like Courtney Love or Madonna. Look at Israel. They've got people who actually work for their nation. We've got stupid puppets. We've got entertainers. We've got the most immoral, hypocritical jerks. They've got real people who are trying to help them. This is like a fight between, it's a boxing match between someone like Mike Tyson and a little child.
Yeah.
This is what we've got. This is why we're losing. We've got losers as leaders. They've got people who are working and willing to commit any sort of crime to get their way.
And they have committed those crimes, Eric, and it's pretty evident when you start looking behind everything that these people are willing to do whatever it takes to win. Now, you know, when we talk about the Congress and you know, this next election cycle for president, what I was just saying is that they're going to pack either side of this issue with their own people, and we are going to be further along on the downward spiral than we were before, you know, before Bush.
Right, and see, now, if they do impeach Bush, who's going to become president? They impeach Bush and Cheney, then we got Pelosi. And what is she? Does she have any independence at all? She's just one of their puppets.
Look, we put up a thing on the website for people to call or to email her office and start bombarding her about being a treasonous dog. You're a treasonous dog, Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, you criminal.
But the problem is, you know, we could solve this problem in one day. All the police have to do, we've got enough evidence, all they have to do is arrest Silverstein, you know, Murray Rothstein, Sam Newhouse. I mean, just go down the list and start arresting these people. The McCain family, we've got enough evidence. When are they going to do something? When will the American people do something?
Do you think it'll be too late?
I think it is too late. I think it's, well, you see, right now we're at the point where even if they did arrest a few people, look at our government. Our entire government has to be thrown away and replaced. Our banking system needs to be replaced. Our media needs to be replaced. We have to find thousands and thousands of new people. We can't just replace a president at this point.
That's right.
We have to do a major overhaul, and we can't even get the people to face 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why we're losing. We have to face it. We're losing. This country is losing. Europe is losing. And they keep distracting people. Their people are just too easily distracted. They'll put that picture that just went out recently of the policeman hitting some suspect in the face. This is months ago. They put it on YouTube, and then this goes on national television as some big news item. This was national television recently. They're putting it out there to stir up trouble. And the other thing they want to do is continually keep people angry at the police. You'll see this with Alex Jones, always talking about the police state. These guys are going to put you in concentration camps. They're going to put chips under your skin. They want you to fear the police, hate the police. They don't want you to realize the police are victims also. They are with us, and they can help us if they would just get a clue. The police are not necessarily our enemies. They're only our enemies right now because they're blackmailed, they're fooled, but they could have put an end to this immediately. The police department in New York could go over to Silverstein's office tomorrow and arrest them. How hard is it? And see, the people, when they listen to Alex Jones, they'll think, oh, the police, they're going to put us in concentration camps. They're going to put chips under our skin. They're bad people. Well, they're not bad people. They're like us. They're victims. They're part of this problem. They're part of the same thing, too. They're the victims just like us. And what people have to realize is they need to be educated also, just like our military. They need to be educated. They need to realize they're not helping us. They're hurting us. They're hurting themselves.
Eric, once you look at this information, and it's wherever you start looking at it, doesn't matter from what angle you come at it from, you're going to find out that we've been right from the start here, and that we've got the facts lined up, and even if you're a cop or a military man, you're going to be able to see the facts as well. I mean, you can't deny it once you look at it.
Right, and the only thing that's stopping people is that the leadership in our country is under their control. It's under Zionist control. The blackmail, the bribery, the threats. And so all we need to do is get the more ordinary policemen, the more ordinary military people to realize what's going on, realize that their leaders are stopping them. Their leaders their leaders are working for the wrong people here.
No, yeah, and but see, the rot goes deeper than that, Eric, because as you said, we just can't toss out the top people and get away with it. Now the whole system has become corrupted and rotted away. We need to do a redo here.
Well, yeah, because at this point, you know, if you think about this, if you were to do this, think of all the politicians we got to get rid of. It's not just the Congress. It's not just Bush. You got governors, mayors. You've got school officials. You've got professors all over the place that need to be thrown out. We've got such a big problem. You're not going to solve this by electing a new person.
No.
We need to start planning. What are we going to do with this sinking ship we call America? It is a sinking ship, and they are deliberately ruining it. And they're causing constant racial problems, keeping men and women fighting with each other, people fighting with the police, people, you know, they're keeping the war going as far as I'm concerned with all these strange bombings and snipers. They don't want the war to stop, and they don't want Iraq to get improved in any way. They want to ruin it.
They want to balkanize it, Eric. That's exactly what they're doing there.
They want to stop the electricity from being turned on. They don't really want the electricity back on there. They don't really want running water. They want to kill them. They want to destroy it.
And not only that, they've used it as a way to steal more money from the American taxpayer as well.
Yeah, billions of dollars a week or whatever we're spending on that stupid war. The Americans don't realize that they were duped into another stupid war, just like the Europeans with the world wars. The Europeans have still yet to figure out what they went into World War I for. And why did the British go down to Palestine to chase the Turks out in World War I? What did that have to do with some guy getting shot in Austria? They still don't even ask themselves these questions. What are they, you know, the Americans won't ask, what are we doing in Iraq? The British won't ask, why did they go to Palestine in the World War I? No one gets the picture. It's to develop Israel. We're all suckers. To develop Israel.
Yeah, that's right. And the interesting thing is there is nary a country I can think of that has this story straight. I can't think of one.
That's right. And if you look at the leaders, there's only one nation in this world that has leaders that are trying to help their country, and that's Israel. It's the only nation. The others are puppets, pedophiles, idiots, and losers. It's shocking, and the role models.
Yeah, and look here, you know, recently, of course, Stephen Jones, having done some really brilliant investigative work on fact, is surrounded. I mean, absolutely, in a rugby scrum of disinformation people. We got Jana Orkin and Hoffman, and I mean, this guy was in a septic tank at this recent presentation at Berkeley.
Yeah, you're talking about the one he did over the weekend.
Yeah, Eric, I couldn't believe the names that this guy was sharing a panel with. They were from A to Z. They were lying.
Well, yeah, the San Francisco area has always been that way, and this is where also you'll find like Bonnie Faulkner of the Guns and Butter radio show, who promotes like Marxism and. You know, it's like going back in time to the 60s where you run into these Marxists and anarchists, which is, once you realize it, it's, you know, you look at the history of the Marxism, it's another just group of Zionists, basically.
Yep.
And it's all over San Francisco.
Well, take a listen to what Fagan says about it.
Yeah, it's Hollywood, the Hollywood crowd, he talks about them being there in Hollywood, too. So it's... They've infiltrated this society so much that we're at the point we have to do we need a major change to get them out of here. This is because the problem, it's not Democrats, it's not Republicans, it's not just Bush or Cheney, it's the Zionists. They are taking control of this nation and using the people to do their dirty work and to extract money from us, and they're destroying us.
Well, you're right. And, you know, Christopher put together a little presentation in this past weekend, too, didn't he?
Yeah, and he filled the little room in the library. It was a public library, so it only held about 60 people. He got that filled up. And one of the things he said, it does help. He noticed some of the people in the audience. What he says is that at least it makes people feel like there are other people working on this. Because some people, they really feel alone out there.
Yeah.
They're surrounded by relatives that don't care, neighbors who don't care. And at least when they see a meeting like this, they realize there are people working. And this is what people have to realize. The majority of people, they've got to stop thinking that they're going to wake up. The people are not asleep. Don't even use that expression. They're not going to wake up. They're not asleep. They don't care, and they never will care, and they never have cared. It's only going to improve because a small group decides to fight the other small group. It's going to be a battle between small groups of people while the majority just sit in front of their television set like stupid animals.
Now, you know, what's ended up happening is they're vilifying America across the world right now as well. It's worked very well, Eric. I told you overnight, you know, I was out in my community here and somebody found out I was an American, and I was attacked, I mean, verbally and almost physically. And the fact is, it was coming from an ignoramus, but at the same time, this is what's filtered down to the population here, that this has been done by the Americans.
Well,
now, they don't realize that this has been done by Zionist Jews across the globe, and instead, you know, it's now the Americans are actually shouldering, just like the Germans had. You know, after World War II, the Germans were vilified around the globe. If you were a German, you were a Nazi.
Well, you're still
getting
that.
And they were duped just the same way as America's being duped right now.
Well, you're still getting that business about the Germans being bad. In fact, that Sarah Silverstein has a song out there insulting Jews who buy German cars. It's still going on today where the Germans are being told to get on your hands and knees and bark like a dog. They're still being treated that way. And now the Americans are going to get themselves into that same situation where everyone's going to look at them as a bunch of idiots running around the world, creating wars. You know, the rest of the world is going to start realizing 9/11 is a big hoax. They may not quite grasp who did it, but they're going to see that the Americans are still supporting it and still running off to Iraq to kill people over it. And so it's going to hurt America's image. It's going to make America look like a bunch of jerks, violent jerks.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what has happened. And as a result of that, Eric, you know, Americans who haven't traveled overseas lately, boy, are they going to have a surprise. There has been a terrible deterioration of our reputation here in Europe, and getting worse every day. And frankly, you know, now with this new law coming in where you have to get pre-permission to actually leave the country, which they could have done that any time, but that's coming in January. I mean, America's going to get shut down just like they did to Russia in 1917. You're going to be stuck inside America. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's no interest in these people wanting to find out why the country has descended the way it has. But, Eric, there's been no more terrorist attacks. It's because they haven't been able to pull one off. But the fact of the matter is, where is this bin Laden guy? Of course, we know he's dead. Where is the Al Qaeda? Meaning the in some Arab countries, it means the toilet. Doesn't even. Why would a group of Arabs pick a thing that calls themselves the toilet?
Right. Well, if you don't.
I mean,
well, what's even funnier is that somebody who has some of the videos. He posted my videos on his website, and he just told me today. If you look closely at the latest Al Qaeda information they're putting on the national news, look closely at those Al-Qaeda trainers as they run through their obstacle course. He says, they look like children in uniforms. And he's right. You look closely at them. They've got the proportions, you know, the smaller legs and arms. They probably were children. And then they show a tank driving down the road. But you don't notice unless you look closely. It's people are all sitting on top of it. You know, people in a military, they don't ride on top of tanks. They're in the tanks. This has got them all over the top like it's transporting refugees. What it looks like they're doing is they're taking clips of video that have absolutely no, they don't make any sense at all, and they're saying to people, oh, look, here's Al-Qaeda, and they're showing kids on an obstacle course, a training course, and they're showing tanks carrying refugees. This is what they've got for Al-Qaeda. You know, look closely at these tapes. There is no Al Qaeda. It's so obvious. The people creating this stuff must be laughing at this.
Well, Eric, I mean, the guy bin Laden, you know, of course, being an operative of the United States CIA and other organizations, the guy, I mean, and then after 2001, he starts showing up with a bigger nose and fatter face, and then they get grainy video, and some guy in the CIA visits him right before 9/11 over in a hospital in the Middle East when he's going through dialysis. I mean, come on. It's just astonishing. And you know, if you say this to an American right now, they go, what's on TV tonight? They don't want to talk about this.
No, this is what we have to realize. It's stop trying to wake the people up. I think that they want you to think you can wake them up, because then you'll spend the rest of your life on a absolutely hopeless task. You can't wake them up. The only thing people we can hopefully do is start pounding on the police. Educate the police, the military people. There are some people who will do something, and there are people who could do something. But that's the ones we want to reach, not this horde of just selfish people that just sit in front of their televisions. And that's why I think there's constant creation of fear of the police. They don't want you to work with them. They don't want you to talk to them. They want you to be afraid that they're going to put you in a camp and stick chips under your skin. So avoid that. Instead, send email to the police. Send them links to the articles. If you know of any, tell them. You know, tell them to take a look at 9/11. Tell them to take a look closely at...
Get the 9/11 mysteries and drop it off to your local police chief. You know, most towns in America are 10, 15,000 people, and they've got like a 7 to 15 police staff at their little police station. You know, and the police chief comes from the community. I mean, you know, there is derision between the public and the police in many communities. However, you know, they've been lied to too. They've been sold this idea that your little town needs a SWAT team, you know, and you need assault rifles to go up against the terrorists. Who are the terrorists? They've bought this stuff too.
Yeah,
they've got to be unpropaganded or whatever.
Deprogrammed.
You've got to be deprogrammed, Eric.
Well, right, and it's true that every once in a while someone will show you that, well, there's a badly behaved cop. Big deal. If you take all the police in America as a group, are they really that evil? Think about it. If you were to put them all together and look at them and compare them to the average American, who's really worse? I mean, the police are not our enemy. People that listen to Alex Jones are going to get this fear of the police. They've got to stop this. These guys are not working for us. These people are trying to create this fear. They are not working for us. We need to get the police on our side, tell the police, look, just go over and start arresting these people. It's easy. They could do it tomorrow. It's easy. All we need is enough of them to work with us and stop following the ADL propaganda.
Well, they actually concentrate a lot of their spending on training, on propaganding and lying to the police so that they can, you know, they can be kept in line. Oh, if somebody talks about the Constitution, they're probably a criminal. If they, you know, and so the police are getting brainwashed as well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the problem. They're being brainwashed, and it's creating a bad situation for the police in the big cities anyway, this anger towards police. Who wants to be a policeman for Los Angeles or Chicago nowadays? They have to constantly lower their standards. It's like the military is having the same problem. And so you're going to get more and more policemen who really shouldn't be in there. But don't let that stop anybody. That should not stop you. So what if there's a few that shouldn't be there? You know, they are not against us. They could be on our side if we could just get them to understand it.
Yeah.
And the same is true with a lot of the college students. I don't know what their problem is. They're still hopeless, but you know, we've got to.
Oh, you talked to a college student recently. What did he have to say?
They basically don't
say anything. Nobody's doing it, Eric. The campus is they're worried about their video game, and the PlayStation 3 just came out, and you know.
Yeah, it's a sad situation, and you have to remind yourself. You know, college students—they're actually adults. If you look back at even 100 years ago, you know, people at that age were considered adults and they were expected to be responsible. But today, they are growing up with television as their mother and father, video games. They are so confused, so misguided. They're acting like they're still in junior high school.
That's right.
And so they're still hopeless, and the professors aren't any better.
Well, and look at their role models. We got Britney Spears' latest sex videos being threatened on the internet. We've got Paris Hilton running around like a dumb stick, doing the dumbest stuff you could think of, and these are the people they hold up as role models. It's a and you know, it's laughable, but very sad.
Well, yeah, I know the Britney Spears ones reminds me of America. You know, she routinely gets herself into these stupid situations. Her latest husband now, ex-husband, is threatening to release videotapes of her having sex unless she pays him some outrageous amount of money. This is blackmail. And this is not the first time these things go on. She'll probably do it again. This is like America. Over and over and over, they get fooled. They constantly get fooled and tricked and blackmailed and outsmarted. This is why we've got to get the people to realize we need better leaders. Stop looking at Madonna or George Bush or John Kerry. None of these people are leaders. None of them. And look at Israel. Look at the difference. You know, they've got, like Mike Tyson's, we've got little children.
Well, Eric, you know what? One of the things I wanted to do this show for is to ask our listeners to take a look at the leadership in the Democrat Party, start trying to put real names to their faces and who are their associations, what kind of monies are they getting from APEC. And if you want to ship that to me over at smith@iamthewitness.com or at eric@iamthewitness.com, and we'll start putting together some of our future work, allowing people to understand how badly this particular new phase of criminality is going to be.
Yeah, that would help if people would get more involved and tell us what they know about all of these people, Pelosi and Howard Dean and...
And Harmon and Waxman, and I made a mistake too. I said that Waxman was from New York. I meant Schumer from New York, and Waxman is from California, of course. We've got crooks on the left and right coast, Eric.
I know, they're everywhere. The trouble is you can't keep track of them. There are so many. It's overwhelming. One person, two people, we can't keep track of all of this. This is what we're supposed to have police departments for, and this is what the FBI is supposed to do.
Yeah.
But see, we can't as individuals. That's why we got to get more people to help look into some of these people for us. It's too much for just us.
If somebody out there has LexisNexis, and that's a pay-for search engine, you can get a lot more stuff on LexisNexis than we can get on the internet. And I urge anybody who has maybe at their, you know, at their place of business or at a university to go sit down at a LexisNexis terminal and run a few of these names through and see what you come up with and start doing a little sleuthing for us and find out so that we can recheck your facts and start putting together the latest phase of the crime syndicate. Because this is basically, ladies and gentlemen, musical chairs for criminals. And, if you think that things are going to improve under these people, boy, have you got a rude awakening.
Well, yeah, now people have to start telling their friends, well, is it getting any better with the Democrats? And then point out to them, you know, the difference between Democrats and Republicans is like the difference between constipation and diarrhea. We got to get something better. Stop just falling for this nonsense that one party or the other is going to save us.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a good idea to do this because people need to know that they need to hear our voices, Eric. They need to know that we're still working hard to get these facts out. They need to feel that they are not alone. As you said, with Bolin's little meeting and whatnot, and we're going to keep talking to Christopher about what he's doing and Jim Condit and of course Colonel Turner over here in Europe, and it's not over. It ain't over.
Nope.
And here's the other stuff. You want to go learn a little bit about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Look up a site. Just type in Carol Valentine. You want to have some eye-opening reading. Maybe Eric, you can put a link to her site. Because I'll tell you something. There's some incredible stuff on her site. You want to get a great education about how bad things are. Carol Valentine put together this story several years back. She knows the real scoop, and I want to promote her as one of the places to get great information as well. But I did this show today with Eric so that you guys could hear that we're still here, we're still fighting, we've got new enemies that we need to out. We need research coming from you, and please send it through, and we'll do our due diligence and check it again, and we'll be able to start putting together this next phase of criminality that they've got planned for us. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe for a second it's going to get better, but rather they're going to try to turn the heat up on these crimes. Because there is something happening in the country, Eric. But people are starting to speak about Zionism and about criminality within the Jewish community. And, of course, we need to say today at this time, not all Jews are involved. Many of them are duped like our police departments. They're duped like us. And they may be working on behalf of this criminal organization because they don't know any better. So for you out there from the Jewish community who are working, you know, diligently for APEC goals, maybe you need to reassess what you're doing and say, look, I'm an American first, and I don't want to be part of this criminal network. I don't want to be part of what they're doing, and you don't have to be. You can join the opposition, and that's us. Eric, what, you got anything else to tell the listeners?
Well, no, I disagree. I agree with you that they need to help provide us with some information because it's overwhelming for just us. So if they know of anybody in their area, you know, any politicians or whatever, just send the information along. Get it out there because it's the information that is hurting these people. It's information about them. They don't want that exposed. It's them and their connections.
That's right.
And so that's what we want to find out. Who is supporting who? Who do we trust? What are these strange connections? And you'll see a lot of the websites, if you look at who they promote, you'll find it. You can identify a lot of them this way. Look at who they promote. You see the same people over and over. You go from one site to the other, and you never really get the truth from any of them. So this is what we need to do. Expose them, get their information out, and that's all we, at the moment, we can do.
Well, that's, and you know, someday this information held in archives around the country will come back, and it'll be the source possibly of our reemergence as a country under the same kind of qualities that we thought we had when we started this fight. What we've had this rude awakening is to find out that we don't have the qualities we believed. But maybe we can reinstitute these things in a different way without these crooks in charge. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a long slog, and we need your help to do it. So please become part of the fight, and just don't sit there as a spectator. We need people participating in this research. So, and also, if you can slip $5 in an envelope for us, or ship a PayPal $10 or something, boy, we would be very appreciative. It would help us to fight this fight better. So, if you think other people are given, there are a few of you out there that have, but most of you don't. Most of you just take a listen and then move on. Well, to become part of the fight, not part of the spectators. Please, we need your help. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying goodbye. Be well.